My grandparents, both maternal and paternal, were born in Tibet, escaping to India in 1950 as refugees to avoid persecution from communist China. They settled in a refugee camp in South India with assistance from the Indian government. This is where I was born. My family and I then immigrated to the States when I was 5 years old. Throughout my childhood, I ate as I pleased: Big Macs, McDonald's, hot dogs, and Lunchables. By age 16, I was pre-diabetic and verging on 230 pounds. This is a very scary place to be in, particularly since the health consequences for overweight children are very serious. The more time people spend living overweight or obese, the greater risk of developing chronic health conditions, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and arthritis. While visiting India 2 summers ago, I was at my heaviest. Most of the village joined together at an annual picnic. As us kids were playing, we ran towards tunnel. Each person went through the dark, narrow way, me being the very last. I was apprehensive, and as I crawled through, I began to feel my body turn into cement, sticking to the walls of the tunnel. I felt plastered and stuck. I heard giggles at the end of the tunnel. My cousin ran down, started to pull my legs, and I got out safely. However, as a result, feeling surrounded by a cloud of darkness and despair, I was trapped by my own insecurity, wishing to escape my own self-doubt. After this incident, my grandma, a longtime vegetarian, spoke to me. Seeing me hurt and scared for my health, she wanted to emphasize the importance of vegetarianism in terms of health and Buddhism. Health for obvious reasons, but in connection with Buddhism, eating meat directly connects to the worst sin, to kill. Furthermore, eating meat immediately causes an immense amount of suffering for living beings. Another core concern in Buddhism is the destruction of the environment. A large unknown contributor to global warming and environmental destruction is eating meat. It should be stressed that the survival of life on Earth is threatened by human activities accumulated from the lack of humanitarian values. Damaging nature stems from ignorance, apathy, and disrespect for the Earth. The important message I've gathered from Buddhism is to respect all life, and the root of most universal problems stems from the lack of it. Therefore, mental pollution causes environmental pollution. Armed with information, I decided to switch to a vegetarian diet. I saw many positive spillover benefits. Furthermore, I lost 60 pounds, over that even, and felt more in touch with my religion. I gained confidence and had more energy. Buddhism has such a strong influence on Tibetan culture, and I felt a greater sense of belonging. I had grown as a person. I was no longer the same insecure, trapped girl. I had a stronger self-awareness of my self-conception and self-perception.